Cornell, brother. Battle Creek, Michigan, January 20th, 1863. Dear Brother Cornell, I have not yet seen the letter you have written to Angeline, but we have sent for it, and it will soon be here. I have heard all the substance of the letter from Brother Loughborough and Uriah. Angeline has just come in and read the letter from Brother Cornell. I am astonished and alarmed. If I should be at Waukon, I should be compelled to rebuke the manifestations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Is it possible that Paris people have not learned enough of fanaticism yet? I do think the persons you mention, and all who receive their light, have not yet learned the voice of the true shepherd. In Testimony, number 9, you will see a note in regard to the East. I was shown that, as God revived his work, those who had formerly been in fanaticism would be in danger of crediting their impressions and feelings, and the devil would use them to push poor souls into the fire. Satan used some as long as he could push souls into the waters, into cold formality. And then, when he has accomplished all he wishes in that direction, he will give them a blind zeal and lead them to be moved by feelings and impressions, and through them will push souls into the fire to be consumed by fanaticism. The Paris people have been first pushed into the fire, next into the water, now again into the fire. My soul is sick and discouraged in regard to those who have been so long rebellious in Waukon. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. Souls in Waukon have rebelled and stood fast in their rebellion, and very recently they have professed to see themselves, and their stubbornness is changed to a spirit of witchcraft or divination. I call upon all who have the cause of God one particle at heart to rise in the name of the Lord and put down the manifestations among them. In the last vision, I was shown that some in Waukon were just beginning to see themselves, but they had been in the snare of the devil so long and been influenced by evil angels so many years to resist the testimonies God had sent them that they could not recover themselves from Satan's snare at once, and that such ones would have to walk in deep humility and live a life of continual repentance before they could redeem the past. I saw that their former experience has been so dark and evil that they had not discernment enough to know the work and spirit of Satan. They would as soon call darkness and error light, and reject the true light, and think themselves very near to God when Satan was controlling them. Therefore, it was not safe for them to follow their own judgment, or to attempt to lead or dictate in the least. But they must submit to do what their stubbornness has made exceedingly difficult for them to do, be led by the judgment of others who have been true to the cause of God. I saw in my last vision that Waukon was not the place for John, that the churches should not take hold to help him until he cut entirely loose from the farm in Waukon, for their means might as well be buried as to be given to him in his present condition. I saw that he had been in perfect bondage to his uncles and had tried in every way to please them. A continual fear of his uncles has been upon him. He has scringed and crippled and has been hypocritical in some things to meet the wishes and wants of these ungodly, worldly uncles. I saw again that it was not safe for John to be in Waukon for other reasons. Satan has used a few women to keep him bound there, and through their influence, he has made efforts to present the truth, which had much better not have been made. For John was in complete bondage at the time he made the efforts there. He did hurt, more hurt than good, and I saw that Satan would work in various ways through those who had been as agents or mediums for Satan to keep John in Waukon. And as John was led to Waukon through a spirit of rebellion, he never could be free till he left that place and cut loose from that farm entirely, and had no connection with Waukon or any temporal interest there. Then the church at large could take hold with interest to do for John. Until then, they had no duty to do more than just meet his present wants and requite him for his present labor. I have not the least confidence in the manifestations in Wakon. I saw that John should not go to Wakon to remain there. These manifestations say he must come to Wakon. I saw in the last vision that Mother Andrews was pushing through the darkness to get into light, and that rays of light were penetrating the thick darkness even to Father Andrews. I saw how long God had borne with his rebellion and his crooked refusal of the light given through visions. Yet I saw that Jesus, our advocate, yet invites him to come.
The manifestations place Father and Mother Andrews in a hopeless condition, or nearly so. Here is the same old rejecting, casting-off spirit manifested in Paris years ago. The Jesse Stevens spirit, which led him at last to put an end to his own existence. This work, which you think may be of God, is directly from evil angels. Beware of it. Resist it. Be afraid of it, as you would of a rattlesnake. We will not give it the least quarter. Only in the last vision I was shown Calvin Washburn in total darkness. He had no interest or energy in holy things. He did not know the first principles of the truth. He had not manifested any faculty to obtain or secure earthly goods. Neither had he any interest to secure the heavenly treasure. I saw that unless there was an entire reformation in him, God will not entrust him with the true riches. I have written in great haste, in great earnestness, for I feel that the case demands a speedy and severe remedy. Be assured that God will not use individuals who have traveled much in darkness to direct and teach his children. These are perilous times. God works through those who have walked carefully and in humility before him, those who have been true, those who have moved understandingly and in his fear. Again, I exhort those in Wakon who have been rebellious to save their own souls. And it will be all that they can do, and all that God requires of them. In haste, please read and send John Andrews and me a copy immediately.